for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
It's The Netball Show with Viper 10. I'm Natalie Morris. We heard the news earlier this week that Northumbria Uni are removing their elite sports teams, including Team Northumbria. They will be replaced in the league by London Pulse. This is obviously huge news, so let's hear what it means for two of the people involved. In this extra episode, we hear from Ash Neal, Team Northumbria captain for last season, to get her views on the situation, and we hear from Pulse CEO Natalie Seaton. Ash Neal captained the side and reflects on what the team meant for the sport in the North.
It's generally disappointing for netball in the Northeast. You know, like people now up this way will have to either, if they're wanting to play, will have to try and go to Sirens or Thunder. So, I mean, there's not that many teams in the North now, which is going to make the pathway a little bit hard for the next, well, I've heard 2 years, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
You played with Grangetown in Prem. How have you seen things like people at Gel are doing?
I mean, Geraldine does everything for Grangetown. You know, she tries to get the best for them, those girls. And, I mean, we've done pretty well considering they only had me full-time, so one NSL player. We had Hayley fill in a couple of times. But, I mean, you know, that's something they've been working for years and years and years, and they never thought they would get. So I think it's a real positive for them. And I think people in the Northeast are just going to get down to local games a bit more and maybe show their support that way rather than at an NSL game.
For players, I mean, we've seen the occasional posts from Team Northumbria players online, but can you actually reflect on the news, or do you almost accept it as just one of those things?
I think because I work at the uni, I think I just accept it as, you know, that it's just a period in the uni that they're going through, and they're having to, you know, make some cuts with things, and unfortunately sport is probably the easiest thing to cut. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that are, you know, people that are being made redundant as well, so I think it's just one of those times that the uni is going through, and that's how they're going to deal with it. You know, I think it's going to be disappointing because they do have a lot of athletes and teams that are going to suffer from it, and scholarships and things like that. So it hasn't really affected me too much. I think it's more, I feel sorry for the girls that have been there for, you know, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Since T's been there or longer. And, you know, that's the disappointing thing for them, because now they're going to have to travel further than, you know, what they have to.
People may have missed, but it isn't just the netball, it's some of their elite sport as well, and obviously there's the Northern League side as well that's disappearing.
Yeah, and they only found out on Twitter. You know, Twitter. BBC obviously posted a media release yesterday. You know, Northumbria University are quite well known and quite well renowned for their volleyball, and even that's gone. So, I mean, I think it's going all the way down the chain, and it's not just NSL that's suffering from it.
What memories are you going to take from being involved that season?
Definitely the fans. The fans, they're just passionate and they're friendly, and you hear them every time we do something. So I really enjoyed the fans. The people that work at Sports Central are the nicest people as well. Like, so, you know, they make my job easy. And then, of course, I think the girls and the coaching staff.
And what about that squad last season? You're going to be friends for life, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I think you, every time you go to a new team, you always make friends for life. That just is kind of, I don't know, if you're a good teammate, then people want to stay friends with you. So yeah.
What was your personal reaction to the fact that Dragons were okay?
Look, I think it would be devastating for Dragons if Wales were kicked out, purely because, you know, they didn't do well at Comm Games. They lost out on World Cup for next year when they lost in January. So they've got nothing to work towards.
And they're in the wrong end of the table.
They've got to work for the next 4 years, and I think it would be absolutely devastating for them if, you know, they ended up being kicked out, because they've got nothing to work towards. Their netball would not flourish or would not get better as you would hope it would.
There's obviously that good news then for Kyra being part of that setup.
I think she was pretty pleased that obviously she could have the opportunity to stay at Dragons again. Well, if she's staying at Dragons, I have no idea. You know, she's just spending some time off court at the moment, and she'll relax for a little bit until she hears anything.
Like a lot of players are. That's something, isn't it? You, the pair of you haven't played in the same team in the NSL?
No, we haven't. And, I mean, she's been trying to get me down to Dragons for a while, but it's just been opportunities for me. And, I think we kind of both look at next year as being our last. So we've just got to see what happens.
Well, the only way that a lot of people find out that you were making the move to Team Northumbria was on Twitter, and that infamous picture of you in front of the Tyne Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to share your Twitter with everybody now so that we can get that scoop as to where you're off to next first?
No, I can't do that yet.
Oh, or maybe not, but you could share the Twitter. Where are you on Twitter so we can keep an eye on you?
Oh, I'm still in Newcastle, Andy.
London Pulse will replace them from next season, and they will become a franchise that plays its home games at the Copper Box. Their CEO is ex-England, ex-Mavs and ex-Storm player Natalie Seaton. She told us what it meant for her to finally have this recognition and that place in the league.
Probably had the idea about 4 years ago.
4 years?
I actually remember commentating with Caroline Barker and saying, at the Copper Box Arena, and saying, wouldn't this be fantastic if we had a netball team based at the Copper Box? And then from there, I just sort of ran with the idea, and it's come into fruition. I'm just so thrilled and excited. I really just can't believe it at the moment.
And the fact that it's your own as well makes it all that little bit special.
It is my own, and I have great investors, but really and truly, it belongs to the athletes of London. I can't take ownership of it. They really have taken ownership of this team, and they've worked hard. We call it a family. We are a family. We all strive to be better, and they've gone out there, and they've just proved the point. We've been really lucky to have an under-19 and under-17 team for the last 2 years. In our first year, we came third in the league and third in the tournament, and then this year, the under-19s have gone forward and actually won the league. And we were all so thrilled. We talk about netball in London being a hot spot for talent. And these girls have shown that when you give talent opportunity, it delivers. So we've just been absolutely thrilled. It's about all the London Pulse team, not just about me.
I can sense a smile in your voice. On the podcast, we're also partnered with Viper 10. How important was it to get them involved quite early on? I mean, the dresses are amazing.
We worked really close. In our year one, people had to take a punt on us. We didn't have anything. All we had was a junior team, and we had a great facility and a great coach, but we didn't have any of the experience. We didn't have any of the history that you associate with all the great Super League teams that exist at the moment. So we kind of went in there sort of like, this is what our vision is. This is what we're hoping to achieve. Can you work with us? And Viper 10 came up with a really exciting opportunity for us. And, you know, we work really closely with Steph at Viper 10, and she is a design extraordinaire, if anyone knows her. So the dresses that we designed is pretty much, it was her genius that made it look so special. And we wanted the girls to feel like they were part of something bigger and better, and wearing great kit was an essential part of that. So we've been really lucky to be working with Viper 10 in the last few years.
To those that follow the league, the announcement the other day might have been a bit of a surprise. From your point, did you know that things were expected? Did you know that there was going to be this announcement?
Yeah, I did. I did know there was a me announced on Tuesday. I think from our side, we've been trying to have a Super League team probably for the last 4 years. It's not something that has come overnight. This has been a very long process, and lots of work has gone into it. So in terms of the tender process and getting into the league, it's extremely hard. There's criteria, there's things we had to do and things we had to show that we could be a viable commercial option, but also we can back that up with the performance on court. So it's a really hard and convoluted process, and I've got to thank the netball for giving us this opportunity. But it wasn't a surprise, because we'd done a lot of legwork, and we knew obviously slightly prior to the announcement that we had been offered a place, and we were all very excited. But we've put a lot of work in. We've not just created a team that's playing out of a world-class facility. We've actually got so many players now that are in the England setup that wouldn't have had that opportunity before. Central London London's a massive place. I think the population of London's what, 8.6 million? I don't know the exact figure.
Only a small player, yeah.
It's in the millions. And I think what we're doing is trying to utilise and harness all the talent in central London. And I've played for the franchises around London, and I had a car and I was able to commute, and I had the money to able to support me doing that. Whereas if you're a young girl and you live in Peckham or you live in Lewisham and your parents are working extremely hard and maybe they potentially can't support you on that journey, then it's really important that you create something for them that they can access really easily. And I think that's part of what London Pulse is about. It's representing all the communities in London and giving everyone opportunities to get quality coaching. And we've shown that with that structure, we've been able to reap results. And we want to do more. We want to get into more communities. We want to really harness the talent that London has.
How nice has it been that other franchises have been quick to show their support and welcome you to the league?
It's been really nice. And I think, you know, whilst there has been some disappointment about the North not having a franchise, you know what, from my side, I'm disappointed the North doesn't have a franchise. They've got great talent pathway up there, and I think definitely something needs to be done in the future. However, from our side, we are so excited to be part of the league. We're so excited that we can actually end off our performance pathway. So you start off, you're an under 17, you're an under 19, and then we need to put our girls in a situation where they can go somewhere else, and now we can say, well, actually, you can stay with us and carry on this journey. I think the other franchises done a great job. I definitely look to what they've done in the last few years in terms of creating an interest that's maybe gone beyond the traditional netball community, and I definitely have a lot of respect for all the work that all the franchises have achieved thus far. So it's really nice to get a really warm reception, and we hope we can just add to the party.
And it'd be more than fair to say that pathway can lead to the seniors. It's just going to benefit everybody involved already.
Absolutely.
A natural progression, isn't it?
Absolutely. It just ends off the pathway for us. We have young girls that come in. Like, I've got a couple of examples of girls that are very young, but they're performing for under 17 team. And we now can keep hold of that talent. And we can say to them, you know what, you're not going to have to travel distances to get quality training. You can be in London. You can play for the London franchise. And you can get the rewards without having to necessarily commit a lot of time to travelling or all the other commitments. You know, it can work alongside your school life. So I think we're offering London, the city of London, all those different boroughs within London, another option that is on their doorstep, on a tube network. And those girls are going to just continue to flourish.
And the Copper Box, it's hosted finals, it's hosted England internationals. You know the venue well, and it'll be about attracting the crowds to it, new and old.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've got a really strong commercial strategy in terms of what we're going to be doing for the next season and the seasons beyond. It's an iconic venue. You cannot deny that when you walk into the Queen Elizabeth Park and you're part of that whole environment, you only can think of great moments in British sporting history. We're so lucky that we do get the opportunity to train there and also to play there, and that's across age bandings. We cannot deny that the Copper Box for us was always going to be that venue that would just be the cherry on the top of all of the proposition we're putting together in terms of the commercials, the performance pathway. It's something that inspires you. Walk in there and you're inspired, and we're just so lucky that we've been GLL and the Better Group have supported this journey and really have seen our vision, not just for the Copper Box, but also for all the boroughs in London and all the boroughs that they work within. So for us, it's been fundamental to the dream to get the iconic venue. I don't think we could go anywhere else and have the same experience. And also beyond the venue itself, actually working with the team behind the scenes and their support of our vision and what we are trying to achieve going forward.
Have you thought about players just yet? How on earth do you begin that process?
Well, this is where my head coach from the 19s, Amanda Newton, comes in. So, yes, we have been thinking about players. I think London's really special and we have to make sure that we have the balance of experience, youth, and also we create opportunities for the girls that have been with us in the junior programmes. It's hard because we are starting completely afresh in the sense that our oldest athletes are probably aiming for under 21s. Maybe there's a couple that may be aiming for seniors maybe in a year or two, but not necessarily on day one. So it is going to be all new, you know, predominantly senior athletes that are coming from different locations that may want to join in with the London party. But nicely at the same pushed. Time, I think there's a lot of players and a lot of individuals that would have had to commute to other franchises because there wasn't something in London that they could play for. So it'd be interesting to see how it all pans out in the next few weeks.
Can I have a shiny little star and are you doing a Tamsin and coming out of retirement because you retired too soon?
No, definitely not. It's so much work involved. It's not just about creating the team, it's all the back of house stuff, and I need to give it 100%. And for me to do that, I couldn't commit to being an athlete. You know, you're when you're an athlete, you're all or nothing, and you have to really focus in on being the best you can be. And my job now is to be the best I can be to make sure that Pulse is in the best shape at the beginning and the end of the season, and we create a team that's got winning potential. We create a we build on the structure we already have in terms of the performance pathway, that we continue to nurture and reap talent from the capital, and that we also create opportunities for the communities that maybe don't have as much netball exposures and maybe doesn't have enough money to join a netball club. We need to do something about those areas. So we've got a couple of sort of interesting plans for the future, but I can't focus on anything else apart from that. So no, you won't be on a netball court anytime soon.
Maybe an all-stars.
Never say never. I think we've got so many players that I wouldn't mind seeing at the Copper Box. Maybe, like, you know, Amanda Newton might want to come out of retirement, or Sonia Makaloma. I don't know. There's so many players that come out of this beautiful capital that maybe an All-Stars will be called for in the future.
Well, the good thing is it's giving fans in and around the capital an extra option that maybe had to look to Storm or Mavs.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're passionate about your team. I've played for both those franchises, so I'm not trying to steal their fans. I think their fans are going to be committed to their teams, and so they should be. We're looking to new audiences. We're looking to players that maybe, and individuals and clubs, that maybe couldn't make those journeys regularly. So they will potentially have a look at us and come down and support our matches, but we are looking at new audiences as well. I think that's an important part of our strategy, about how we engage with the wider entertainment audience in London and where we sit in that. And, you know, netball's a great sport. There's so many people, Andy, that I see that come down and say, well, I've come for the first time and I've really enjoyed it. And I think having something in the Copper Box arena that's so close in terms of proximity to the Docklands and the city, you know, we're going to encourage a new audience to come down and watch netball and participate. And, you know, dads can bring their daughters. We hope that we really can create an offering that is something that's desirable from within the netball community, but also outside of it as well.
Finally, just wondering how we can find out more on Facebook and Twitter already.
We are launching a new website, so that won't be up for another couple of weeks. Probably the early part of September, we'll have everything on there. In the interim, we have social media presence on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. And we'll be updating people on our journey, signing up for performance pathway trials, also talking about our festival, which we're going to have in September, which will kind of launch the team. And people can find out all that, those interesting stories about our coaching team, our players, all that sort of stuff. So at the moment, it's predominantly social media. And then we are launching our website come September, which will have a full outline of everything that London Pulse plans to do in the future.
But there is some great news for netball in the north as the Yorkshire Pathway Delivery transitions into Leeds Rhinos in early September. We followed the growth of the squad here on the podcast, so we can't wait to learn more from Anna Carter on the show next week. As always, thanks for listening and thank you so much for your support. We want to know what's happening in your club, so if you've got any news, anything you want to share with us, then do tweet us at The Netball Show.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.